that most people in church are familiar with. People always want prayer for favor. They want God's favor to be upon their lives for all kinds of reasons. Most times, the favor that we need from God is for self-interest. But when you understand biblical favor, as we would go through it over the next few weeks, we would see that favor has a very distinct function in our lives in terms of how we receive it, how we appropriate it, how we manage it, and what it is used for. So it is important for us to have the right understanding, to have the right knowledge, and also to receive wisdom around the subject of favor or the favor of God. You don't need to be the selfie promotion of God. God is doing well all by himself. So while we are an advertisement of God's blessings and grace that pours into our lives, we sometimes make it more about ourselves than understanding why this kind of grace and favor comes into our lives. So just by definition, favor is the goodwill of God extended to individuals or company of people. It is the blessing of God as a result of pleasing God or having God's approval. Now, these blessings are not accidental. They don't just suddenly happen. And we can see that through the biblical examples that we will go through, that favor is not an accident, but a result. And this is very important for us to understand. It is a result of a lifestyle that pleases God. So, God saves a nation and answers the prayers of people, not because we pray, but because of the condition of the person that pray. It is the prayer of a righteous man. It is the prayer of a faithful man. Now, this is an indication of a lifestyle. So if you want favor upon your life, and why would you need it on your life? We firstly have to get our lifestyle right. Now, while there is personal responsibility to obtain favor, that means there are things that we can do, the lifestyle that we live, etc., it is God who works in us to will and to do. So it is God who enables us and also to initiate the actions that invite his favor upon our lives. 1 Samuel 2 verse 26, we see how Samuel grew in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men. Luke 1:28, we see the same of Mary, who had the favor of God upon her life. Luke 2:52 is about Jesus Christ. And the Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. So Jesus grew mentally, he grew physically, he grew socially, and he also grew spiritually with God and with men. So we find that favor is with God and favor is also with man. Moses, the Bible says, found grace in the sight of God. So another word for favor, it's exactly the same word in the Hebrew, is the word grace. Exodus 33:17. So the Lord said to Moses, and the context of Exodus 33 is Moses wanting God to show his glory. And the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, or you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Ruth found favor with a man. His name was Boaz. Luke 2 verse 1, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz, so Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And later on you would read in the same chapter of how she found favor with Boaz. Now, as mentioned, another word for favor in the Hebrew is the word grace. So in Genesis 6, verse 7, Genesis chapter 6, verse number 7, "So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." Verse 8, "But Noah found grace," or found favor, "in the eyes of the Lord." Now, as you know, the context of Genesis chapter 6 is about the wickedness, the perversity, and the corrupt individuals that were on the earth. And this is why God said that he will destroy man because of their wickedness and because of their evil nature. So Noah was living in a very perverse generation, but the Bible says he found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So here's what we need to understand, that the eyes of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Now, the context of that portion of scripture that I'm reading is about a prophet named Hanani who is prophesying to King Asa. He's the king of Judah, and he was found himself in a difficult situation. So what he did is he relied on the help of the king of Syria. And so the prophet Hanani is prophesying to King Asa, saying to him, "The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro the earth for God to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." And unfortunately, King Asa had relied on the help of the king of Syria and did not rely on the Lord. And the Bible tells us that he acted foolishly, and therefore he ended up having many wars. Now, God watches over the ways of man. Job 34:21, "For his eyes are on the ways of man." Please remember these words. "For his eyes are on the ways of man. He sees all his steps." Proverbs 5:21, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths." Remember that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because God was watching over the ways of Noah. He was watching over his paths. And so he found a man whose ways were pleasing before him. He found someone in the midst of a perverse generation that was choosing to do what was right. He was pondering his path and he was thinking about his ways. So favor is attracted. In fact, you can create a magnetic field for favor. You can create such an attraction and an aroma for it, because when we live a lifestyle that is pleasing to the Lord in terms of our ways and our acts, because God is watching over, just as he was watching over the ways of Noah, and the Bible says he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And it was because Noah was a righteous man. And in the midst of the wickedness that we live in, we have to show forth a righteousness in this generation. So favor follows those who are righteous, and Noah was righteous in his generation. We must learn now how to create the magnetic field of attraction for the favor of the Lord in our generation, despite the evil and the wickedness that we see in our day. Now, God is watching over our ways, and he is looking for a corporate man that is righteous in this time. Such a man, be it a person, individual, or be it a corporate company, will find grace in the eyes of the Lord. It will attract favor because God is looking for those who are loyal to him. Now, here's the question. Noah received this favor, or he found favor in the eyes of God, for a very specific reason. Even in the midst of that wicked generation that he lived in the time where there was so much of evil on the earth, why did Noah find grace, and what did that grace do for him? Noah found grace, as the book of Genesis chapter 6 tells us, he found grace to make an ark. Why do you need favor? Why do we need favor? We need favor to make an ark. As Noah was found to be worthy, was found to be righteous, he received the grace to make an ark. Now, you would notice that I'm emphasizing the word make, because Noah didn't build an ark. He made an ark. And that's a very important Hebrew word. The word in the original Hebrew is the word asah, A-S-A. And it simply, in a very broad sense, means to accomplish, to advance, to become, to bear, to bring forth. It also means to fashion or to produce. It also means to deal with effect or to have an effect. It also means to observe or to celebrate. And so when you look at the powerful meaning of the word make, we need the favor of God. And as we live under the watchful eye of the Lord, as we live lifestyles that are pleasing to him and create an attraction magnetic zone for favor to come upon our lives, we begin to fashion, to produce, to work, to prepare, to put in order, to maintain, to labor, so that we fashion an environment or a structure that would keep our family safe, even in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. The judgment of God comes upon the earth for several reasons. Even the pandemic is a judgment of God. And in the fashioning of this structure that we create, we are preserved and protected, even in times of challenges and difficulty. You see, when you create a zone where favor is attracted, God will allow you to fashion, to produce, to bring into effect something very unique, because the earth was judged by what Noah made. And when he made the ark, produced or fashioned the ark, it was what God used to preserve and give him and his family a new beginning. Eight people were in the ark, and eight is a significant number. It is the number of new beginnings. Whenever favor comes into our lives, God gives us that favor so that we can make or fashion or produce or bring into effect something that will cause a new beginning for us and our family. I encourage you to create a magnetic zone to attract the favor of God so that you can make an ark. The Lord bless you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you. Amen.